spits in the face of young fellows. Too long abed with no sleep, with their complex romantic attachments, oh look on their sorrows and weep. They don't get a moment's reflection, there's always a crowd in their eye. Pity the plight of young fellows, regard all their worries and cry. Their Christian mothers were lazy perhaps, leaving it up to the school, where the moral perspective is hazy perhaps and the climate oppressively cool. Give me 1 acre of cellos, pitched at some distant regret. Pity the fate of young fellows and their anxious attempts to forget.
So you're the bad man at Kilkirby, yeah?
Yeah.
And a little girl, yeah?
I didn't mean to kill her.
Huh?
It was an accident.
Well, do you know where that girl was, though?
No.
I'm a fucking sister!
Chris, man, just allow.
Don't say my fucking name, you don't fucking know me!
These are the tears of a thug, like murky water. Crying tears as clear as mud for his father's daughter, his half-sister. He felt obliged to support her, since her mum was poor, and her dad died even poorer. Separated until she was 8 years old, he knew as soon as he saw her that he adored her. So now he's baying for blood with a borer and an automatic weapon, Smith & Wesson, a split a fucking hole in your chest lane. He's been looking to corner the perpetrators responsible for a killing. Now he's finally got him where he wants and blood will start spilling. The atmosphere in the air tonight is chilling. The blanket stars above the heads in the sky feels like a ceiling. Slowly crushing down them as the tether starts progressing, leaves the youngest of the two open to his suggestion. Only 13 years old, a pubescent adolescent, about to learn a very harsh and depressing lesson.
You know what, fuck this, took him. Yeah, stab him up. Do it!
Jake, bruv, just come on.
I can't do that.
How the fuck do you think you got it? How the fuck do you think I know where you live? He offered to kill you earlier. For me!
What? What's up? You set me up! Fucking talk to me, bro!
That's it, get mad.
You fucking used me, bro!
I didn't tell you to fucking kill that guy, did you, bro?
These are the tears of a wannabe thug. Crying tears as thick as blood, cause his elders set him up to take the fall, and now he's stuck with no way of getting out. Cause even if there was a way, he'd still want to vent his anger out without a doubt. These streets are rife with corruption, young minds get corrupted and so easily fucked with, only leads to destruction in the end. False assumptions that people have your back makes you believe they're your friends, although some represent. No one can be trusted 100%, cause some thugs will go to lengths to get revenge, even if it means manipulating youths to carry gangs and do the dirty work for them. The kind to work for men, to walk the darkest paths, not impressionable young children that never had a chance. Growing up in these manners, most are doomed from the start, cause the minds of their peers are as ill as their hearts.
Get mad!
Fucking dick in your fucking skates!
Kill him!
Fuck, do it!
Pity the fate of young fellows, too long abed with no sleep, with their complex romantic attachments, oh look on their sorrows and weep. They don't get a moment's reflection, there's always a crowd in their eye. Pity the plight of young fellows, regard all their worries and cry.
That's it, you done good, you know, huh? You're a bad man now, huh? Put your head up like a bad man. This is where you want to be. Look at me.